What are the chances of the likes of those two Kiwis getting Rally 1 cars? Being would there be interest in them? You know, it's always at home, of course, they get the profile, but overseas, would there be interest in them in terms of competing in the World Rally Championship full-time?
Well, I think for Shane, it would involve someone an awful lot of money to buy a seat or to buy, you know, to buy Lorenzo Bertelli, who's the son of the heir for Prada. You know, he bought that seat, he paid a hell of a lot of money for it, and he showed that he really wasn't up to it level. But, you know, in motorsport, the money, you know, money talks. So, I don't think anyone would want to sort of give him a risk of a WRC1 car for around in Europe. Possibly in New Zealand, if it was to come back again, someone might, because you're going to get an awful lot of publicity for your brand if you did do that. But you know, they are expensive to bring to have a WRC1 car in New Zealand. With Hayden, it was you know, there was always the talk that he tried really hard to get in a Hyundai WRC1 car for this year. And they were a bit behind the eight ball in getting together these new hybrid WRC cars. So they wasn't able to provide him with one, unfortunately. I understand that there was the possibility for him to drive Bertelli's car, a Ford Puma. But because of Hayden's relationship with Hyundai in New Zealand, it would have been a bad look for him to... you know, to drive a Ford and not a Hyundai around his local rally. He did try and drive a Ford a couple of years ago in WRC1, but there's a difference between doing that in Finland or Britain than doing it here in New Zealand, where he's gonna have all the profile. So Hayden did say he is looking to do one, two, or three, hopefully WRC1. Drive WRC1 car for a couple, you know, two or three rounds next year. And that'd be fantastic if he did. And I'm sure the bosses at Hyundai would have seen how well he is still. He can still go in rallies and mix it with the top guys. When I spoke to Hayden the other day, and I said, you know, how do you sort of feel about this? You know, being way too good for everyone else in WRC2, but not having the pace for a power for WRC1. He you know, he felt even without seat time, he would have been finished top five in the rally. He wouldn't be able to match it with the likes of Rohan Parra or Wojciech Tanak, but I definitely think he's still got the ability to be up there with the guys like Thierry Neubel or Chris Breen or the other sort of drivers who are just not quite at that level of Rohan Parra and Tanak.